And joining us once again on the phone from Celebrate Recovery, our friend Ron Greiner. Good morning once again, Ron.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the air. Thanks for sharing about Celebrate Recovery and how God is using it in the hearts and lives of folks throughout our area. Tell us a little bit. I'm curious, how has COVID-19 affected what you guys are doing and your recovery meetings?
Well, in the very beginning, back in March, everything shut down for several weeks, and the national team for Celebrate Recovery got together and decided that in complete opposition to their normal guidelines of no online meetings, they decided to allow the open share groups, which are smaller, more personal conversation type discussions, to be had on Zoom. So we started doing that and kind of set up some extra guidelines to do that safely, and seems to be working real well. Now, at this point, there are some groups that are meeting live. Some of them are doing just the open share groups live. Others are doing large groups live, and kind of supplementing the other online. So it's a little bit different at this point. The communication for the open share groups is essential, the personal contact. So as much live meetings as we can be doing at this time is important, but safety is always considered when we do that.
And locally, you guys are meeting every Tuesday, 7 o'clock at LCBC. And how is that working differently in this COVID time?
Well, we, like I said earlier, we did move into the West Wing Auditorium, which is a larger room than we had. So obviously the chairs are well spaced out. LCBC highly recommends masks, but they are optional. So if for some medical, emotional reason you cannot wear a mask, we are okay with that. We really encourage the social distancing, especially if you're not wearing a mask. We were pleasantly surprised with our attendance. We started out probably 4 weeks ago with mid-50s. Last week, I believe we had 85 in attendance, so we're very pleased. It's better than half of what our normal attendance was pre-COVID, so we're pretty excited about that. But I think what that shows is the need over this time for a recovery program. People are just really struggling. Suicides are up, overdoses are up, anxiety, the whole spectrum of effects from all the uncertainty is just really stressing people out, and they need a personal contact through a recovery program, and we're glad to provide that.
If people aren't sure that Celebrate Recovery is for them, can they come check it out, or what's the best thing for them to do?
Absolutely. We welcome anybody to just come and check it out. We usually have several new people every week, so it's not like you're going to be walking into a group of people that all know each other personally and kind of be the outsider. There's new faces coming and going every week. So, we welcome, we love to have newcomers come and check it out. We do offer a newcomers class from 8 to 9 on a Tuesday night. So if you're there for the first time, you're welcome to stay for that. And you do not have to speak. It's just basically listening. We give you probably an overload of information, but when you leave that newcomers meeting, you'll know just about everything you need to know about our meetings.
Celebrate Recovery meets Tuesday evenings, 7 to 8 o'clock at LCBC Mannheim. You could visit CelebrateRecovery.com to find out if there is a meeting place maybe in your area. If you're not local to LCBC Mannheim, check it out. And check out more information at the LCBC Church website as well. Ron, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're quite welcome.
Have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too.